Hello, and welcome to the UX Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Worthington. The goal of UX Hustle is to help UX designers design the career they love, maximizing the benefit of this multifaceted industry and strong community. We talk about what's really going on in UX and what it's like working in it, and interview people that are actively navigating their careers and UX. We don't expect to have all the answers, but we do keep searching, keep listening, and learning. Because at the end of the day, you are the user of your career. Hello, and welcome to the UX Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Worthington, and today is a solo episode. And I just got back from Phoenix for a mastermind retreat. And a few people have asked me, you know, what is a mastermind? Why are you in it? What does it involve? And, you know, what are you doing? So I wanted to take the time to explain what a mastermind is. I've been a part of a few different masterminds over the years since I've gone into business for myself. So specifically around business building masterminds is really what I've been a part of. But I'm actually launching something for you, for UX designers, that's also a mastermind. To start, what is a mastermind? I Googled this. You're welcome for saving you a few minutes and a few keystrokes of finding this yourself. I found this definition from the Success Alliance. They define a mastermind as it offers a combination of brainstorming, education, peer accountability, and support to sharpen your business and personal skills. A mastermind group helps you and your mastermind group members achieve success. Members challenge each other to set strong goals and, more importantly, to accomplish them. Mastermind group facilitators start and run these groups. They help the group to dive deeply into fruitful discussions and work with members to create success as each member defines it. Facilitators are the secret to thriving mastermind groups. Through the mastermind group process, you'll create a goal, then design a plan to achieve it. The group helps you with creative ideas and wise decision-making. Then, as you begin to implement your plan, you bring both success stories and problems to the group. Success stories are applauded loudly, and problems are solved through peer brainstorming and collective creative thinking. So if you're like, that sounds really cool, but how does it work? And what has my experience been like in masterminds? Let me tell you. So I've been a part of three different masterminds over the last several years. And usually the way it's laid out is there's a main coach, a main facilitator. And depending on the length of the mastermind, you meet as a group weekly, bi-weekly, sometimes monthly, to share what your challenges are and have the opportunity to have everyone within the mastermind help you with whatever problem you're having, whatever block is getting in your way from achieving the goal that you have. Now, typically I've been a part of 90-day masterminds, where I've had a very specific goal in my business to achieve over that 90 days. And my experience has always been the people that make up the mastermind is where all the magic is. Anytime I've been able to connect with the other people that are in a mastermind, that's where I've gotten the most value. And usually we're all in slightly different places in our business. We all have very different businesses. Some are coaches, service providers, educators, speakers, a lot of different product creators, a lot of different zones of genius, a lot of different areas to focus on in industries. And we all butt up against problems in our own kind of unique way. But it's so nice to have somebody else who's maybe not dealing with that same exact issue, but either has dealt with it in the past or at least brings a different perspective because of their expertise or where they're at in business or the other connections that they have. One of the coolest things I've experienced in masterminds is when you get in a room with people, in this case, a virtual room, and you share a problem that you're having or a solution that you need. Usually, like, man, I really need a virtual assistant and I need help in my business and I don't know where to go. Most of the time, the other people in that room with you already have the resources and the answers that you need in order to get unstuck, in order to move forward, so that you can continue on your path to crush your goal. And what's so cool about that is it requires you to ask for help. It requires you to be vulnerable about what's really going on. And it requires you to do the same for the other people in the mastermind, to hold space for other people, to provide feedback, ask questions, and really genuinely be interested in the other people that are in the group and interested in seeing their success and supporting them in their success. There's a lot of accountability in masterminds too, where if you really want to achieve the goal that you have in mind, and usually they're really big goals, they're goals that push us outside of our comfort zones. And that's why I've put myself in those spaces. If I'm going after a goal that's uncomfortable for me, I've learned I need support. I need other people that can help me get unstuck, can help me get out of my own way most of the time, and cheer me on when I need it. And also people that will genuinely be so excited for any win, big or small, that they know is contributing towards your success. An example of that is I just got back from Phoenix. It was our kickoff retreat for this mastermind I'm a part of, Powerhouse Women Mastermind with Lindsay Schwartz and Hannah Wells. And it was the first time I've met a lot of these women, all these women. And it was one of the realizations I had was that one of my goals is to be more visible over the next 90 days. And when I got home and a day or two passed and I had planned out this reel that you'll see on my Instagram, at Amanda M. Worthington, and I had planned it out, but I hadn't posted it yet. I hadn't recorded it yet. And I had planned on doing that on Friday. And when I woke up Friday morning, I had a DM from one of the women in my mastermind. Actually, it was Brie Carroll, who's an event planner. She's amazing. And she was like, hey, I'm going to challenge you to post something today. It doesn't have to be big, but you said you wanted to be more visible. And I want that for you. And so I want to be that accountability for you, if that's what you need, and if you're willing to accept that. And that was so nice. Like, sometimes that's all we need, is to know that somebody has our back and is looking out for our best interests, when sometimes we don't do that for ourselves. Sometimes we know the thing that we're supposed to do, and instead of doing it, we go and clean the entire kitchen, we scroll on social media, we plan and plan and plan and don't end up actually doing the one thing we said we wanted to do, that we needed to do, that would move the needle in actually helping us achieve our goal. And so that's some of the value that I've gotten out of masterminds. And, you know, I keep putting myself in masterminds. So this one right now is a year-long mastermind, which I've never been a part of something for that long, which makes me really excited because I can already tell the relationships are a bit different. It feels stronger because we know we're in this for a year together. And I'm excited for that. This is also different for me because we have in-person retreats throughout the year. So I'm going to actually be able to spend time with people in real life, which is cool, especially after the last 2 years. And especially being an online business owner. And I know I'm not alone in that anymore of working from home and being at my computer a lot, but I also don't have a team right now. I have a couple people that work with me like on a contract basis, but I don't have collaborative work as much as I'd like to. I do in my group coaching programs and, you know, I get to talk to humans, but for the most part, you know, it can be isolating. And so I'm excited to put myself in these rooms, to put myself in these groups. And back in January, I had just finished a mastermind with Rachel Luna, my coach and friend. And that group was so amazing, of the 90-day holistic way that Rachel approaches masterminds and approaches coaching is so unique and helpful because, and a lot of business masterminds, it's business focused. That's where my goal is. That's where I want to see results. You know, that's where I want my ROI, my return on investment. But with Rachel, the way she framed this mastermind was about looking at our whole life. So looking at career, looking at relationships, looking at personal goals that we had, and seeing how all of them are integrated, how all of them contribute to everything, which that might sound obvious, but I think a lot of us do that in when we're focused on our careers for a season, when we're focused on getting a promotion, on establishing ourselves, we forget about the importance of our relationships, the importance of our families, the importance of our health, of going on walks, of getting outside, of exercising and eating well. And I always appreciate having different perspectives and being challenged in different ways in my business and life. And so, and even though I talk about Rachel Luna and Lindsay Schwartz and Hannah Wells, who are all coaches, and they facilitate these masterminds and these groups, but again, the magic is really in the other people in the group. I've also been in a mastermind hosted by Lori and Chris Harder, and that's a massive mastermind where we had like 200 people. And for context, Rachel Luna's mastermind and the Powerhouse Women mastermind are both about 10 people, 10 women. Chris and Lori Harder, their mastermind was 200 people. And so it's a very different environment. But in those masterminds, I had the intention of connecting with individuals throughout the time of that mastermind, to where I had so many one-on-one conversations scheduled that I really got to know a lot of people in that group. And that was really special in a different way as well, of just seeing, really getting to know people, getting to know their businesses, getting to know their goals. And seeing truly, it was so interesting. Every call I would get on with someone, at the end of the conversation, it would always be, how can I support you? And I just love that. I love that. And I bring that with me now everywhere I go. Whenever I get on a call with someone, at the end of the call, I'll ask them, how can I support you? What can I do for you this week that would help you achieve the goals that you have? And I think that's an important energy to bring into our lives, into our connections with other people, whether that's our work colleagues, our mentors, people asking us for advice and help. And just being more intentional about that. And so I put myself in masterminds when I know that I'm ready for massive growth and I need support and accountability and just help. And right now, I feel I'm in a season of massive growth, of getting radically clear on my goals for my business, for UX Hustle, for UX and web design, and how these different aspects of my business work together to really make the impact that I want to make in the world that's important for me and to me. And in order to do that, I need support. I need help. And so that's why I put myself in masterminds. Because to think that we can do all of this by ourselves is really stressful. Like, that's really heavy to think that in order to advance my career, in order to get promoted, in order to step into leadership, I need to do all these things, or I need to figure all this stuff out. It's a lot of pressure. And honestly, I don't have all the answers. Could I get the answers that I need? Could I learn all the things that I need to do in order to make things happen? Probably, but not very well and not very quickly. Also, as I'm stepping into being the CEO in my business, I'm recognizing so quickly that I need to ask for more help. More help all the time. Instead of having this ego thinking that I can figure it out and I can solve the problem and I can, you know, do the thing, that's actually not helping me, my business, the impact that I want to make, you. It's really not helping. And so I'm finding myself needing to be in rooms where I can ask for help, where people are willing to give me help and help me move faster, bigger, better, account for things that I am incapable of thinking of, either from my own experiences, my own biases, my own limits as a human being. And I think there's something so magical about these kinds of mastermind experiences. And so that's why I'm creating a UX mastermind. It's the UX Hustle Mastermind. Because I think navigating becoming a UX leader is really challenging. Regardless of scope, if you're in corporate or at an agency or enterprise, or if you have your own business, regardless of your title, regardless of industry and any of that stuff, it's challenging to set yourself apart, or, and not even apart in a bad way, or apart in any way, I guess, but to set yourself up to where you're confident, you feel strong and good about where you're at in your career and where you're going, and you have the personal branding to back you up, the confidence to post on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and planting your flag in the sand, in the ground, wherever you're planting your flag. And we have so much power in this industry, in user experience design, in problem solving, in communicating, and caring. And I've been thinking, how can we tap into that power and go beyond the digital products we design and the companies we serve and use it for ourselves, for each other? How can we harness some of that energy, some of that creativity, that creative problem solving, and apply it to ourselves, to our careers, to our businesses or our lives. And I really think the impact is limitless there. We all think so differently, but so powerfully in the strategy, in the problem solving, in the intentionality. And I think it would just be an amazing group. So the format of how this mastermind is going to go is it's a 90-day mastermind. And this is the inaugural first round of this mastermind. So it's for a specific person who's ready to crush their big goals in 90 days with the support of some UX powerhouses. We have weekly group calls where you'll have the opportunity to share your goals and where you may be getting stuck so that the group can collectively share resources and support you. And you can do the same for others. We have monthly expert training calls where we'll bring in experts on topics that might be getting in your way in achieving your goals. You'll also get to meet with me once a month in a private coaching call so we can work through any blocks you have privately and in a more one-on-one way. And then we'll cap off the 90 days with a retreat at the end, which the date is to be determined by the group, and it will be an in-person retreat, but if for whatever reason you're unable to join in person, we'll have a virtual option also. If you've been to UX Hustle Summit the past 2 years, you'll know I can manage a hybrid event pretty well. That's always an option on the table. Now, this isn't available publicly. It's not out there. This is the first round. I want to make sure that the right people are in the room for this opportunity. So if you're interested in joining this mastermind, this UX Hustle mastermind, email me at amanda@uxhustle.org with the subject line mastermind. And just email me, let me know that you're interested, and I'll send you what the next steps are. Because if the next 90 days are important to you and you want to crush those goals, you want to create that support system, I've already created it for you and I'm facilitating it. I think that part of the reason these kinds of spaces don't exist in this way is because of the intentionality required, the facilitation required to actually make it happen. And that's not to say that you can't create a mastermind group, you know, through meetups that you're a part of, through, you know, even at your own company. You absolutely can. It's just being able to have the experience that I've had in being a part of these masterminds and going through coaching that I know the things to look out for to make sure it's as impactful as possible over the next 90 days. And that's what I'm good at. That's what I love doing, is getting people together and creating the space for that magic to happen, for those breakthroughs to happen, for connections to happen, so that you can focus on your goals. You can focus on taking action and know that you're supported. So that's what I'm all about. If you have any questions about the UX Hustle Mastermind, feel free to send them to amanda@uxhustle.org and we'll get you set up. Thank you for listening to the UX Hustle Podcast. To continue these conversations, you can follow us on Instagram @theUXHustle or join our Slack community through the link in our show notes. If you love this episode, please write a review and subscribe.